And leading up to that, I guess I might as well do Captain Webster, which is a Washington County song. It's based on a true happening in the town of West Fordham in Washington County. And happened probably 1870s, after the Civil War. My grandmother's mother learned it, and it was apparently a common song around the area at that point in time. Captain Webster was a canal boat captain and drove a boat up and down the canal. Fell in love with a lady that his mother didn't approve of. And you'll hear the story. Consequently, you'll find out what happened. Someone in Fort Ann had the letters that he had written back and forth to his sweetheart and she to him. Someone else had the pistol that was involved in the song in their attic. So it's a local ballad, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody else sing it except my family. My father said he met one guy in a bar once who knew the lyrics but didn't know the tune. Now I have to get the other tune out of my head. It's like you have things cross-referenced in here. You know, you get one set of lyrics and another tune, and you have to try and put them together. Yeah. Good people all from far and near, a dreadful story you will hear. It is concerning a young man who shot himself in West Fort Ann. He was beloved by all who knew the life he lived from boyhood through. He gave both parents honor due, but now you'll hear what love can do. With a young girl he fell in love. His mother tried his heart to change. Says she, "My son, let me hear no more about this girl, for she is poor. I have another girl in view. She'll make a better wife for you. I'd rather follow you to your grave than know that this poor girl you'd have. So, mother, be it as you say." And with these words he turned away. Straight to his love he then did go, his mother's words to let her know. Says he, "My dear, I can't marry thee, for mother's words have ruined me. For mother, she has made her plans, and I'll fulfill them if I can. Farewell, farewell, I now must leave. Farewell, my darling, but do not grieve. No peace on earth shall I find here. In heaven I'll wait for you, my dear. Alas, alas, but all too late, we learn of Captain Webster's fate. They found him dead on his cabin floor, shot through the heart and wreathed in gore. A pistol in his hand he held, the dreadful story for to tell. Without the girl that he adored, his life was not worth living more. So, mothers all, a warning take, and careful be the course you make. Of mighty dollars was the one that caused the death of this young man.